You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back. We are back with the baby-faced assassin. We're here with Joe Irwin. Joe, you got to be the youngest-looking SVP banker I have ever seen.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Thank you for the compliment. It's great to be back with you. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Oh, thanks so much. And I want to give a high five to everybody who you had that you were texting that's listening. Joe can say hello to everybody. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Hello to my wife, Karen, and hello to my team in South Florida, and hello to all my fellow Regions Bank associates. I'm happy you're able to tune in and listen to the radio show.
No, we're going to have a great show today, Joe, and if they missed it, we'll give you a link, and they'll be able to listen to it on the website, so make sure you don't make any mistakes, because we got a lot of folks listening.
That's a lot of pressure, but I'll do my best.
All right, well, let's start. You're the SVP, team leader for South Florida, Georgia, and the South Carolina Special Assets Department. What is Special Assets?
Well, Special Assets is a department within the bank. We handle troubled loans. When companies get in trouble, they need a little bit of help, the loans are transferred to our department. And our goal is to really work with these customers, try and get them back on their feet, try and rehab the credit, and keep them as good performing loans in the bank, good performing customers, and really just give them a little bit of break. And I always said our best customers are existing customer. So to the extent we can help these customers get them back on their feet, it's a win-win for both the customer and the bank.
Wow, so you're not really the Grim Reaper. You're more like the helpful guy at Regions then.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we take no pleasure, and sometimes we do have to pursue legal action, but more times than not, we just try and work with these customers. They just need a little bit of help. We help them get back on their feet. Typically, they're great companies. They just ran into a little rough spot. And if we can help them, they really appreciate it. And again, it allows us to hold on to good, solid performing business, which is not that easy these days. It's very competitive out there. But to the extent we can hold on to these customers, again, it's a win-win for everybody.
So really, then, what you really are is the chairman of the workout department.
Well, I guess you can call that.
Well, we want to work it out. We should work it out. We can work it out. My gosh, I wish I had that song on tape so we could be playing it right now. Now, Joe, what is there in the Special Assets Department these days? Because, my goodness, we must be, I think we'll all agree, that we're at the top of the cycle right now.
Well, we really are. I mean, luckily for us, our business is down, which means there's not as many bad loans coming into the department. Companies are generally doing much better. The economy's better. We're seeing companies grow their top-line revenues. They're able to maintain their expense discipline that we saw at the last cycle. And we're seeing their bottom lines improve. So overall, things are getting much, much better. And a lot of it is just the economy that's doing much better. But also the lessons that they learned in the last market, that surely has helped them, especially as the economy's gotten better and they're able to grow their revenues, and we're seeing the incremental profit in their bottom line.
Well, as the head of the Special Assets Department, the credit folks must come to you when they have questions about how things worked the last time and what things they could do better this time. What are some of the lessons that credit's learned since the last down cycle?
Well, there's a bunch of different lessons, but probably one of the biggest lessons is stick to what you do best, okay? If you're a real estate developer, stick to being a real estate developer. If you're in the medical field, stick to the medical field. Don't get outside into something else that you really don't have the experience or the expertise in.
Well, wait a minute then. So you're telling me that the head valet at my apartment building shouldn't also be owning 6 or 7 investor condos?
I'm just saying it may not be the best use of his investment, but... But in all seriousness, try and, just focus on your business, because there's a lot of successful business people out there. What we see is they just get in trouble when they get into something that they really shouldn't be getting themselves into.
Now, Joe, Regions has been down here. You came down, bought a couple of banks, maintained your relationships with the borrowers, and then I guess grew the banks. So you're in a pretty big dominant position down here, and you have a chance to really see a lot of the business that goes on. What are some of the things that you're seeing about the South Florida economy in general, and let's even broaden it out to the southeastern United States, that makes us in a position to say that, yes, we've turned the corner and we've got a healthy economy again?
Well, the South Florida economy is very strong. I mean, we have a lot of growth in the market. We have a lot of people moving into the area. We're seeing housing grow. We're seeing retail take off as well. So there's just a lot of positive momentum.
Okay. Well, Joe, we've got a caller on the line. So he's got a question for you. Why don't we go to the caller? D? Hi. Thanks for calling. Don, D wasn't able to get your name. I'm Jim. Who are you?
Jim, this is Jack Miller from Jack Miller Down to Business. How are you? I just did the show a couple hours before you. I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jack. I really do appreciate that very much. Did you have a call for Joe?
Yeah, I do. Coincidentally, beside being a host on the radio show, I spend my day doing workouts and turnarounds, and I deal with special asset guys all the time. So my question is, you know, I'm glad to see that your guest is doing workouts, and instead of trying to really stick it to borrowers, but my experience is, and I just want to get your client's comments, that a lot of the times special assets guy have one single purpose, and that's to drive the credit off the books of the banks. Apparently your guest and the bank is taking a different approach.
Okay, we've got your question. Let's ask Joe.
Well, hey, Jack, you know, that's not necessarily the case with our bank. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, we do try to work with our customers to the extent we can rehabilitate the credit. We try to, because again, I've always said our best customer is our existing customer. And, you know, to the extent there's solid fundamentals with the company and maybe they just hit a little bit of a rough patch, we see that, we try and work with them, and we try and find a solution that works for both the bank and the customer.
Joe, I really appreciate that. And let's take a longer line at that. I know that you said that it's a competitive environment out there. What's something that Regions has been doing to win business that sets it apart from its cohorts?
Well, we've been doing a lot, and it really starts with our associates. Okay, we have excellent associate engagement numbers. We recently got our associate engagement numbers through the Gallup organization. We rank in the top 10 in the banking industry in terms of our employees being engaged. And that really translates into excellent service to our customers. We're growing households. We're growing revenues. We're growing our business. We're improving our associate engagement scores from where we were 2 and 3 years ago. So it really starts with our associates. And it also, obviously, is the leadership here in South Florida. Steve Neve is our area president, and he's just brought a tremendous energy to our bank. And really, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen just a tremendous turnaround from the financial crisis that we were in back in, you know, 2008, 9, and 10.
We're going to have to get Steve on here sometime in the future and really see what Big Green's doing down here. Now, let's see. We've only got about a minute left in this segment. Let's go to break early. Can you stay another segment for us?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So we'll do more REO talk and talk a little bit more about banking and entrepreneurial savings and all kinds of other good things about business with our friend Joe Irwin, the banker from Regions Bank. We'll be back after this. D, it is all yours.